Well, with me on the comment line now, I've got Carol. She was out with her 5-year-old son in Tralee on Wednesday morning, yesterday morning. Carol, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
And thanks for joining me on the programme. Carol, tell me, you were in the new play area. This is in Tralee Town Park.
Yeah.
Tell me about that area first. It's new, developed.
Yeah, it's new. It's kind of at the back of the playground. And it's sort of like a metal castle. It has, you know, binoculars and cannons and things. It's a fabulous addition. And it's kind of geared more towards the middle age, you know, for 5 and up, kind of.
Yes, yeah.
So you can climb up steps to get to the top, or you can kind of go through a net to get above. So we were there yesterday about 10 a.m. And the issue with it is the very top of it is enclosed, so you can't really see, you know, the very top, which the big slide is.
Yes.
So I went.
It's like a castle, and it's covered over in one section where the kids climb through and they can slide out up steps on one side and slide out several sides at the other side.
Yeah, there's two slides and the top one is covered. So when they go up there into that little enclosure, you can't actually see, you know. Now, I was there last week and there was a few older kids sitting up there. So even that, I was like, I don't like that you can't see the top, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's fabulous and they love it. So we went in there about 10 a.m. and it was just the two of us. So I said, you know, I haven't actually had a look in there properly, because usually he just runs in there with his friends. You know, they all run up together.
Yeah.
So thank God, I said, I'll just go in there and have a look with him. And he was like leading me up, showing me everything. And as we got more to the top, there was like a pizza box. And I was like, oh, litter in there. There's a tiny bit of graffiti in there. But besides that, it's still looking really well. And I get up to the top then, and there is like a really strong smell of urine, a really dirty old mattress. There's tobacco all over the place, cigarette butts, alcohol bottles. Absolutely disgusting.
The place was wrecked with stuff.
Oh my God, wrecked. And if he had run up before me, you know, what would he have touched? When he went down the slide, what could have been down that? So I was just so grateful I'd gone up with him. So I was just like, oh, come on, we'll go off somewhere else. So I went looking for, I was Googling the council's number to give him a call.
Yeah.
And then I was actually talking to another woman, and she was saying she had just rang them. She was trying to find the number as well, but had been scratched off the gate there. You know, the numbers are inside the gate when you go into the playground.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Fair play to the council. Now, someone did come out and start tidying up in there, you know. But they were saying that they'd have to close down the playground then for a while to hose everything down, like, because they couldn't just let them go back in, you know, because God knows what was in there, like.
So somebody was maybe sleeping in there, drinking,
well, definitely
smoking.
Drinking, because there was about five or six glasses in there, along with cola bottles and, you know, mixers kind of thing. But it's the smell of the urine as well. And was there drugs, or do you know what I mean? And like the small kids going in there on their own, you know?
Yeah, this is designed, it's not a drinking park. It is a playground for young children.
It's a playground, like, in the middle of the town park, you know? It's just, I don't know, it's just to warn people, like, maybe go up and have a look yourself, you know, because, like, if I hadn't gone up there, and I usually wouldn't, I would have been absolutely sick to my stomach, you know, walking through that and going down the slide.
Yeah, if the glass had been broken up there,
exactly,
or anything like that, what would have happened?
What would have happened, exactly, like, they're getting hurt, are they getting sick up there, you know, you just don't know what would be going on up there, like.
Yeah, yeah. Carol, look, it's desperate. And in fairness to the council, they have to go in and clean it up. It's just terrible. It seems like we can't have anything nice without something like this happening to
it. That's it. I felt so bad for him. He came in having to clean it up. He'd no gloves on. I was like, you know, it's not their fault. They can't be on patrol, you know, 24 hours a day. That side of the park gets locked, but the other side by Sheen Satira isn't locked. So anyone can just stroll in there, you know. I do think they need to take the top of it off, you know. At least
maybe make it a bit more visible.
That's it.
That could be part of it.
Yeah, and you can't hide in there then. And maybe, you know, cameras, if they could.
Yeah.
And big
signs,
you know, you're on camera kind of thing.
Yeah, that might deter the people who are engaging this antisocial behaviour. Okay, Carol, we're out of time. My thanks to you for talking to me about it.
Yeah, no worries at all. Thanks a million.
And raising the issue, because it is an important one, definitely.
Yeah, thanks a million.
Okay, brilliant stuff. Carol there with us on the line. Give us your thought on what she had to say on that. And this is brand new. Thousands of euro have gone into this. This is part of the larger upgrade of all play areas in Tralee, carried out by Kerry County Council and the Tralee MD area, and unfortunately being used for the wrong sort of reason, which kind of ruins it for the people it's designed for.